Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown. I have been an entrepreneur and businesswoman for a very long time. I have somehow managed to do that while running my family and enjoying my family. But when I look at someone like Kris Jenner and I see what she has done, it is so admirable because it's so epic. She has so many kids, and she also is a grandma to these gorgeous kids, and she has somehow figured out how to combine it all. And she always seems so unflappable. She is a combination of grit and heart. And I think that's a very amazing personality. Hey, Kris.
So nice to see you, Bobby.
So nice to see you too. I just want to say how excited I am to talk to you. You are my first guest on the new season.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. That makes me happy.
And I just want everyone to know, because people that have listened to me and listened to all my different things, like, I don't usually get like giddy and excited, but I seriously, I was introduced to Kris through a mutual friend, Richard Baker, and Kris answered the text right away. And you said to me, "I'm really busy, but can I call you Thursday?" And I said, "Sure." And I just assumed I would have to call your assistant and your publicist and, you know, whoever else. And you texted me, said, "Is this good?" Like, that's amazing, Kris.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I'm, first of all, such a big fan of yours. I think just your, who you are, what you stand for, you're an icon in the beauty business and somebody that I've always looked up to and love your products over the years and just everything that you've built in your career, and it gives others inspiration and great, just great hope that, you know, when you have a passion or a love for something, that you too can go out and conquer the world. So thanks for inspiring so many of us to do a little bit of what you've done over the last few decades.
Well, I mean, honestly, but if I had a mirror, I'd hold it up to you to say back at you. But honestly, what you have done, from, you know, being a businesswoman to what you've done with your children and creating these like legacy brands, is amazing. Have you always been entrepreneurial? Like, were you the kid that had a lemonade stand?
I figured it out at a very young age because I knew what I wanted and I couldn't always have it. I remember when I was in grade school and my mom really wanted me to go to this brownie camp, but she couldn't always afford the extra things that I wanted to do. So I went out and sold enough Girl Scout cookies. I kicked ass. Aww. Selling Girl Scout cookies to all my neighbors. And the same thing happened with some, I can't quite remember what it was, but it was an event during the summer and we had to go out and raise enough money so that I could go to this thing. And so we sold candies, another kind of candies, door to door. And I nailed that because I think I was a really good salesperson, and I got to learn a lot about just, you know, those kind of skills growing up and how to use them for a really good cause.
Were you also a good student, or was that not your forte?
I was a pretty good student. I was always a good girl. I didn't like math, so I didn't do well in algebra. And then I took it over in summer school and got an A.
Wow.
So it just kind of showed my mom that if I put my mind to something, I could nail it. But I don't have the most incredible attention span for periods of time. Like, I do things and then I move on to something else. I'm a great multitasker.
Well, so, clearly, we started this interview when you were talking to one of your daughters live, who's, you know, because something wasn't on. And I can only imagine what goes in your brain and all these different businesses. So, I mean, when did you get the idea for the Kardashians, for the show?
Well, Early on when I started having kids, one of my best friends and Kendall and Kylie's godmother is Kathy Lee Gifford. And Kathy Lee, for years, I've known her for 45 years, and for years she would say to me, you know, this life you live is so insane. You've had so many lives. You're like a cat with 9 lives. And it's just the most, nobody would believe what goes on in a day around here. She would always say to me, you really should have a show. And I would say, oh, you know, go on. You know, we're just crazy and love living life. And I love my kids. And so I met a girl named Dina Katz, who's the casting director on Dancing with the Stars. And I met her through a mutual friend. And long story short, she came over for dinner one night and saw the drama. And she goes, I've got to talk to Ryan Seacrest. I need to set you up with a meeting. So I met with Ryan. He pitched it to the network, and the rest is history.
Wow. And you have one more year.
We do. We're filming our last season right now, which will air in 2021. So yeah, it will have completed 20 seasons.
Wow.
And almost 15 years later.
That's amazing. When did you figure out that your girls could all have these incredible beauty brands?
Well, you know, I think the thing about finding your way and developing a career really starts with what you want to do with your life and your passion. And I'm sure you know that more than anybody. And I think when we started the show, and I say this all the time, there was barely Twitter. There was no Instagram. There was no Snapchat. There wasn't all these social media platforms. And, but we recognized fairly quickly, Kim did actually, that she had a real relationship with her social media followers and the viewers on the show and just the whole thing. There was so many of us that there was somebody that, you know, someone could relate to. And as the girls saw the power of their, you know, social media increase, and the show was doing so well in, you know, almost 200 countries, and it was quite remarkable how we started out, I think the girls realized that they really resonated with so many people. And so it was time to start doing things that would be lifelong lasting. And we started, you know, I started by throwing some spaghetti at the wall because I wasn't in the beauty business, surely. And I loved beauty and it was a passion of mine and fashion and all these fabulous things that the girls wanted to get into. So we all had a real love for everything we're doing now. And it was just figuring out how to get there and navigating the world as it was at the time. And then we got that enormous boost from social media along the way. And then Kendall and Kylie grew up and helped us figure that out. And it was just like the perfect storm. We got very lucky, and we're every single day we say how blessed we are to be in this position. So grateful for every single thing that's happened, every mistake, every wrong turn that leads us back to something that we've learned. And then, you know, we go on and have some more fun. But it's been a really great time, a great chapter.
And, you know, resilience is everything. It's why I still keep doing what I'm doing. It's why I'm still curious. And I think a lot of people, when something doesn't go well, they look at it as a failure. And what you're saying is something that could help everyone out there that's listening to say, you know what, that didn't work. I just got laid off from my job. Now what? So you are really a role model when it comes to that.
Well, I think, thank you. I think everybody has to have a plan B. I mean, when I started doing the show, I was so happy to be doing something that not only was so much fun being with my family, but I had, you know, I made some money and was able to pay bills and do extra things. And, you know, it's really exciting when you have success, but to have success that you truly, truly love and then have it all feel very stable. But then sometimes things go really wrong. You know, you start things that you think are a really great idea and they might not go the way that you thought. And I consider now every one of those things to be such a great lesson, because you know what not to do the next time, or you learn what to do a little bit differently. And I've had so many different experiences with people that have done the same thing. And I think that if you don't fail from time to time, you know, it, that just would be so unnatural. It's just, it's a life, you know, a life thing. And it's a life lesson when you, as long as you learn something from it. You know, if you're the type of person that just keeps making mistakes and has a big ego and doesn't, you know, doesn't have an open heart to learning about, you know, how to better their life, or, you know, maybe they're going in the wrong direction. But I talk about having a plan B a lot, and I talk about being able to pivot, you know, going from, I am really great at adapting to a different situation really quickly, because I think I'm a problem solver. Mm-hmm. Some days I'm forced to do that all day long, you know, like, oh my gosh, we have to fix this, or I'm like a fireman, you know, at all times. So I think I'd like to give people and those around me great encouragement when somebody starts something new. I love to support my friends and our family and extended family and small business owners that write to us and ask us for advice. And, you know, it's really great to be encouraged, because everybody wants to feel like they're on the right track.
And unfortunately, a lot of these mistakes you've made and shifts are, the second they happen, they're page six, they're front page news. How do you deal with, you know, you don't even have time to process what's going on, and all of a sudden it's all over? Are you numb when you see things in the press, good and bad?
You know, I learned a lot again from the girls and from Kim. And when we started the show, one of the things I said was, you know, there's a lot of, you know, interesting things people say on the internet, and don't read all the stuff. Stay off the computer, stay away from the tabloids, because back in the day when we started, the tabloids were wild. I mean, the headlines would be, I think I've blocked it out, but it was very hurtful in the beginning. And then Kim was like, Mom, why do you even look? You're the one who said not to look. And I said, well, it's part of my job to look, because I'm supposed to be the manager and keeping it all together. But she really taught me that you just have to let it roll off your back, because there's always going to be somebody that says something really horrible. And 90% of the time it's completely false and made up. And you just wonder, you know, I always am fascinated. One little story I'll share is, when we first started our show, season one, I was working at Smooch, our children's clothing store, with Courtney. And I remember getting an email from somebody wondering how they got my email address. And at the time it wasn't that hard, so I was the dummy. But they emailed me and sent me the most horrific email about what a bad mother I was, and how could I put my kids on the show, or, you know, whatever it was. And I read it several times. It really hurt my feelings. And I just wrote back and I said, gee, I'm really sorry you feel that way. I'm really just trying to do the best I can here. Just trying to be a good mom and giving my kids opportunity, and we're having a ball, and I wish you the best, and I wish you didn't feel that way, but I'm just doing my best. By the time the email exchange was over, she asked me if she could be my assistant.
Oh my gosh.
And that taught me a great lesson I didn't hire her. I don't even remember where she lived, but she was lovely at the end. And I think there's so many people out there that just crave the attention and want to feel like they've engaged with somebody of some certain celebrity or whatever you want to call it. And I feel like there's also a lot of really angry, unhappy, miserable people out there that, you know, don't know what to do with themselves. And so they project a lot of hate because they're so unhappy.
Right.
And once you realize that, and right now it's a terrible time for the world, and so much, so many people are unsure about their future, their jobs, and where their next mortgage payment is going to come from, or rent or food. And so there are a lot of people out there right now that are really struggling, and I feel horrible about that. But all through the years, you know, you experience different things, and for us as a family, you know, we try to focus on places where we can help in times like this, and that makes us, you know, feel good about being able to help somebody.
As a beauty founder, and I was still at Bobbi Brown Cosmetics when Kylie's lip kits came out, and you sold out within 15 minutes. Like, what did you do? And how did that feel?
Yeah, I think it was less than 4 minutes, to be honest. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Or seconds. I don't know. It was just a...
Oh, my gosh.
I should have that memorized. But, you know, when we started the brand, Kylie knew exactly what she wanted. She was the one who came to me and said, okay, I've figured this out, Mom. I want to be in the beauty business. I am obsessed with makeup and skincare and beauty and hair and all of it. Fragrance. I want to be in the business, and I want to start out with color cosmetics, and I want to do a lip kit. And I thought, okay, it was just such a revelation. I mean, she just came like she was, you know, a CEO and came and said, this is the plan. And I said, well, I'll tell you the plan. If you want to do this, you start out with 3 colors. We'll see if it works. And they better be colors you love, because it's either going to go really well and, you know, sell, or you're going to be wearing this lipstick for the rest of your life. And she designed the box. She had done a photo shoot previously with Mike Rosenthal, who's Jen Atkins' husband, a photographer, and they had done the dripping lips, and he had made this image for her. So I said, use that image. It's already done. And we'll get somebody to develop the lip kit. And that's how it started. And I told her, you have to use your own money, and you will own this all by yourself. You don't want 5 cents from your mommy. You just want to do this. And she did. And she just was so impressive, her work ethic and her creativity and her focus on design and quality of the product and all the little things that you would think somebody else would have done. She did every bit of it. It was just amazing.
And it's grown so quickly. And you sold it this year.
She sold approximately half of her company to Coty. Yes. So she still owns half.
And is she as involved as ever? Is she?
Yes. Yes, she is. She's working on skin right now wholeheartedly, and so excited about the holiday, and has a big surprise for everybody in color for the holidays. So I'm so excited about that. I'm especially obsessed with what she's doing. So that'll be a great surprise. But yeah, she works on it every day, and she's always got a great idea. I got a call yesterday she was shooting something. And I guess in the middle of the shoot, she had an idea. And she goes, I want my mom to come to the YouTube studio at the office, and I want her to do my makeup. So it was really cute. I'm like, oh boy, why don't we do it the other way around? So, you know, she's always thinking of something fun for us to do together, and she's great.
And then Kim, how do you keep it separate, or how do the girls keep it separate? You know, because they're competing companies,
right?
And they're different,
right? They're very different. I think they're also very different in age. You know, Kim's going to be 40 this year, believe it or not, and Kylie just turned 23. So you know, there's a nice gap there that really Kim's keeps her, you know, her line very different from Kylie, but they have very different tastes, and they're almost, you know, like a different generation. So that makes it nice. It's not like it, you know, was too close in age. So, and they're focused on such different things, and the packaging is just incredibly exactly the opposite, you know, the 180 of one another. So I feel like at first it was a little interesting because of the launches that they were having. You know, I think that it was important to kind of schedule things and stagger and create a cadence within the two companies to where they were each having their time to breathe when they would come out with a new product, and they really handled that beautifully. So I was really proud of them for that. And the two of them have such incredible work ethic. I mean, they all do, but especially in the beauty business, you know, as you know better than anybody, it changes daily, you know, and you just, beauty doesn't sleep.
So do you have a master calendar that has all the big launches? So, you know, no one steals the internet from the other one. They all get their time.
I have a lot of master calendars, but that's my, yeah, that's my, my main one is just all the different things that are going on, because there's so many of us that surely daily, you know, there's something that's launching or somebody's doing something, you know, on a podcast like this, or maybe a TV show, et cetera. So yeah, we just, try to be super respectful of each other in that regard and make sure that we support each other. I think that's what's so great, is if the girls spread their things out so that they can support each other because they really want to. So when one of them has something that's going on, the others can post for them and really get the message out on social.
And they work, they help each other. They work together.
All the time.
They do.
All the time. Yeah. And it's a huge, we have such a big family text chain. So this morning, just right before I got on this podcast, you know, Kendall's team was texting all of us saying, Kendall's about to go live. You know, there's always an announcement. There's always great excitement. I think Chloe's the biggest cheerleader. Like, no matter what you say, Chloe's like, oh my God, congratulations and good luck. And, you know, Chloe's like, if you're ever down for a minute or two, just call Chloe and she gets you right back on your feet.
But how do you keep it straight? Like, how do you do as much as you do? Because you always seem to have it together. Do you have 12 assistants? Or do you get up at 5 in the morning? Like, what are some of the things you do to keep yourself together?
Well, this morning I got up at 4. Actually, because I had a lot to take care of. I had to start with calls on the East Coast, a couple in Europe. Then I have to go over with our business strategist from New York, a few things, and then my publicist. You know, there's just a list of tons of things to go over. And then checking in with our general counsel and what's happening with different contracts and deals that we're working on, and where we're at, who needs an answer to what. And then from there, it goes into, you know, one of the first things I get about 7 o'clock, I guess, is my assistant Matthew will send me the day schedule and any changes from the night before. And, you know, just see what I need. And then almost every day we film. So it's getting wardrobe together for that, which I've just been kind of grabbing lately because there's so much to keep up with. And so I grab that, throw it in my car, and then I'm on the road for a while or going over to one of my kids' house to film for a while and back here for more calls. It just never ends, which I think I love the adrenaline of it all. You know, it's very exciting.
I keep thinking of 4 a.m. What time did you go to sleep?
I think I go to bed every night. I fall asleep probably at 10. I probably go to bed at 7 or 8 sometimes because I'm just exhausted. When you get up that early and you're going hard and your brain is working and you're physical and you're running around, I do my first hour and a half every morning in the gym or on the treadmill. So this morning at 4, when I was rolling all my calls, I'm on the treadmill. So I got 4 miles in or 5 miles in before I took a shower.
And what about coffee?
Oh, the coffee. Coffee was at 4:01.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, 2 cups of coffee. And then I've never done this before, but lately I've been having like a 3 o'clock coffee in the afternoon.
Are you someone that likes a nightly cocktail? Do you save that for special?
I love a nightly cocktail. I love to have a glass of wine or mostly a vodka soda. So I'll have a vodka soda with some lime. And that just kind of like winds me down because I can get really wound up for the day. And it's like, okay, it's 5 o'clock. Let's have our, you know, have a drink.
I love my vodka on the rocks with, if I'm during the week, I'll have cucumber in my vodka and make it a spa vodka. Weekends, I'll have three olives.
A spa vodka?
Yeah.
Wait, with so you put, is the three olive vodka a martini or do you
no,
just?
No, I do it on the rocks because then it takes me like, you know, I don't drink it so quickly. So I try to
have
one.
Very good idea.
Yeah. I let the ice melt and I try to have one, but the cucumber is very refreshing and it adds water to your body, which is nice.
Oh, water. Okay. Do you know Vera Wang?
I do.
She loves, her and I would go to Mr. Chow's when she would come to LA and she would order a vodka, rocks, and then a side of orange juice. And I used to love it going to dinner with her at Mr. Chow's because we would sit and sip our vodka orange juice.
But it was not a vodka orange juice. They were two separate ones.
Yeah. And I guess we just added a little every time we needed some more, you know, so we could mix the drink ourselves. It was fun.
And when can we expect the Chris line of cosmetics that I think would be such a hit?
You're so cute. Well, I had a collab with Kylie that I loved doing called Momager. And she surprised me with it, actually. It was really, really sweet. I came to a design meeting one day and the team put it all out. It was all out on the table and I walked into the office and it made me cry. I mean, it was the sweetest thing. So she had done every single product that was in the collab. The lip kit and the eyeshadow palette and just the whole, all of it. And she had the cutest names all, you know, picked out. And we've refined some of those later, but it was one of the sweetest things ever. And it did really well. So you never know. I really enjoyed that time. And that was a moment and I'll never forget that she did that. Aww. But it would be fun to do something in beauty. I love skincare and I love all of it.
And didn't you trademark Momager?
I did.
So
I did.
There's the line.
There's I don't know line. If that's what I would call the actual line, but it would be fun to do something.
This podcast is called Beyond the Beauty. So I'd love to ask you, what does beauty mean to you?
You know, beauty used to mean, when I was younger, beauty meant more about the physical. And as you get older, you realize that beauty is really more about what's inside and then how that transcends to the outside. You know, I think it's how somebody feels about themselves. And I've always been somebody, I learned from my mother, that whenever she left the house every day, she would put her best foot forward. She would look her best. She would have the cutest little outfit on. She'd always have her makeup on and her hair really cute. And to this day, she's 86 years old. And she puts her hair beautiful and she'll wear a little hat and put her outfit on and puts her makeup and her lipstick. I learned a lot from my mom that when you do look your best, you feel your best. And, you know, you can really change your whole day and your whole outlook. But I think for me personally, I love to look my best because it does make me feel better. But I love to feel my best inside. And I think there's a certain amount of stress that weighs on a woman that's not so healthy, you know, when we get into a certain space in life. And I think just to feel more of a joy and a joie de vie and a happiness and a peace. I work on that these days. Hmm. Really trying to find this inner place that feels beautiful.
Well, what are some of your favorite skincare products and makeup products? What are you into these days?
Well, I'm totally, you know, obviously Kylie Cosmetics and Kylie Skin and her new hyaluronic acid is my new best friend. And then I'm obsessed with Kim's body makeup. Kim's body makeup makes you look like you have, like, you know, gorgeous legs and arms and, you know, everything with this body makeup. So that's my obsession. But I'm always been obsessed with your beauty line. I really have.
It's not my beauty line anymore, but I'm glad you liked it.
Back in the day, when we were all buying Bobbi Brown. And then I love La Mer skin cream. I love their skincare line. Love that. I love I love Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go without her eyebrows. You know, the eyebrow pencils that she's, I mean, she's a genius, and she's been so kind and generous to my family and helping us navigate some important decisions that we've made along the way. And she's just been such a good friend, but she has got the most fabulous makeup line.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady.
She really is.
And then what about your health and wellness? What do you do on the inside? Like, what is food, vitamins, what do you do that keeps you so focused and feeling good?
Well, I take a vitamin, finally. I wasn't doing that as much, but I eat a lot of salads. And I think that when you eat vegetables, I love fresh vegetables and, you know, clean food. I'm the first one to splurge on something or have birthday cake at a friend's if it's somebody's birthday. But I try to keep the sugar out of the picture because I've watched way too many sugar documentaries and the damage that that does to our insides. But I'm just trying, like everybody else, to figure it out. The diet thing, I think, is crucial to our health, especially as we get older, and nutrition and just, you know, being really clean from the inside out. And it's amazing how we have tortured our bodies over the years. You know, when I think back to some of the stuff I fed my kids when they were babies, you know, it was always mac and cheese and, you know, applesauce and stuff like that. So I've really tried to eat less meats and just trying to adapt a better lifestyle and focus on my nutrition.
Well, Chris, it's been amazing. And I feel so guilty taking up your time knowing what else you have in your day. I can't even I can't even imagine. One last question, though, because I'm just curious.
No, it's fine.
When you guys get together as a family at night, how do you shut the business part off and just have family time?
Well, actually, we're going to have a barbecue today at 4:30. And everybody will go over to Courtney's house. And we have the best time. You know what it is? It's having 10 grandchildren. And when you have 10 beautiful grandchildren who all are different, have something different going on, there's three or four of them that are practically triplets or quadruplets because they do everything together. My kids call them the triplets. And then my grandson, Mason, who's 10. And there's just so much going on, you know, and they're such little sponges and they have so much to say and it's so delicious. And it just, I get so excited and I have a different relationship with each one of them. So it's really fun to all get together and that takes up all my time.
Yeah.
So there's really no more time for business. It's like, okay, let's all turn it off and play with the kids.
Well, that's really what life's about. And you are a lucky lady. I hope that this virus will go somewhere and eventually I could actually meet you in person. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait, Bobbi. Thank you so much. I really look forward to meeting you too and spending some time together.
Same here. Big kiss and I'll be looking for your line. Let me know when you're ready.
You too. Okay. I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.